JP, I'm currently standing at Paloma, behind where the gutter is. So what I can see now is that the gutter is being engulfed with a lot of filth, ranging from plastic bags and then a lot of garbages. And then you see that they are burning some rubbish just along the banks of the gutter. And also, when you about entering the gutter, the people over there have used the place as a public toilet, and you can see, you can hear the stench when you get closer to the gutter. That's what I can say. And then when you move around, like, 300 meters away from Paloma, you will see on the roadside to some of the blocks that were used for the drainage has been fragmented, and then there's a crack all over. And then on the street, half of the street has also fallen into the gutter. That is creating inconvenience for the people. And then some of them that I also spoke with are saying that it's not the residents who are living over there who are doing that, because we see some people drive in their car, and then they say they want a particular place to ease themselves, and then they use the gutter as a place that is a place of inconvenience.
So did you find out from the people what they are actually doing about the situation? Because it is affecting them.
Yes, I spoke to some of the people, and then they are saying that they are doing their bit to pack people who throw rubbish into the garbage, and then those who use the place as a place of convenience. So that's what they are doing. They have also called on the authorities to, come and help them with tools that they can use, they themselves, to remove the garbage from the gutter. And then even when they remove it, they don't have a place to deposit it, and then the garbage also, when it's placed, it goes back into the gutter. So it's back and forth.
Okay, now with Paloma Hotel actually being a hospitality center, a tourism attraction for people, were you able to get to the management of Paloma Hotel, trying to find out what they're doing about their environment?
Not really, because I went there, and then they are telling me that the one who is supposed to speak with me is not available now. But then at the back of Paloma itself, you see that the blocks for the gutter are falling apart. So when it rains, it becomes very dangerous over there.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lamine Hamaholai, for that vivid picture you've painted about the environment around Nima. Oh, we just spoke to our correspondent, Lamine Hamaholai, about the environment and sanitation issues at Nima.